Today, we're going to have a non-corporate discussion about this hot controversy. An alleged contract has been revealed of Travis Kelce's relationship with Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Isaac Weisout, and I've written 9 books on occult symbolism and pop culture conspiracy since 2011. Today, I will catch you up so you don't have to rely on the mainstream media fake news. I'm a one-man army with 0 handlers, so you can trust that I'll tell you my honest opinions and help shape your world without corporate agendas and wealthy influences being used to create your reality. So today, we discuss the biggest relationship in modern day pop culture that gets exposed as Illuminate confirmed today on occult symbolism and pop culture. I'll be able to get through one of those intros without messing up one day. So yeah, I don't know if you heard the news here. I woke up this morning. It was a bit like troll Christmas for me. Division level 1 hater Christmas for me. I said, oh my goodness. What is going on here? Turns out there's this contract. I mean, it's alleged to be fake news. But I mean, that's no fun. We're going to look at it as a conspiracy theorist would. As a real jerk would. And I want to start this off with a preface. If you're new to me and you haven't subscribed, I don't know what you're doing with yourself. But I talked about this in January 2024. I did a full 90-minute show. And this is part 2 that you're listening to right now. So when you're done with part 2, you don't have to listen to part 1 to get part 2. When you're done here, if you haven't listened to part 1 from January, have I got news for you. I got 90 minutes of proof. And now today, this is the final nail in the coffin that I'm convinced. This is not a real relationship. This is a staged showmance. And I will prove it beyond a reasonable doubt today. Or not. You're going to believe what you want to believe anyway, so. And of course, these are all my opinions. I have no idea. I don't know any of these people. I don't know if the contracts are real. All I know is I question everything the mainstream media sources tell me. Especially Hollywood. The land of smoke and mirrors. Come on, folks. But yeah, back in part 1, I did a 90-minute show where I walked you through the history of Taylor Swift because I've been talking about her since 2011. Because she's given us all the symbolism of the occult, humiliation rituals with Kanye West, the death and rebirth Osiris resurrection rituals in her music videos, the bathtub, MK Ultra, being reborn, summoning demons, witchcraft. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And I addressed her background in history as well as this relationship with Travis Kelce, which tied us into ideas of the NFL rigging games and the Chiefs and the Super Bowl ritual. I mean, all the pieces came together in January of 24. Now, today we're not going to talk about Ice Spice. Ice Spice was in the Super Bowl box with Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl. And if you recall, if you followed me on the social medias, you saw I posted the video of Ice Spice doing a Mano Cornudo devil horns, right? It's a witch hex. And they were all wearing Balenciaga, by the way, which had its own affairs of... I did multiple parts on Balenciaga and its occult symbolism it was using in its ads with messing with the little kids, right? If you know what I'm talking about. I plan on putting this particular video on my YouTube, so I got to be careful with the words I use. Which I'm sure I'll get some kind of punishment for talking about the goddess Taylor Swift. That's how I got kicked off of YouTube the first time years ago from Taylor Swift, which you'll hear about if you listen to part 1. I won't keep crying about it. But I want you to listen to a specific, maybe 30 seconds of what I was talking about. Again, January of 2024, listen to this. You can see there's a lot of money floating around between Kelce, Taylor Swift, the NFL, even the Chiefs. So is there room for some buggery? Absolutely. Is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce a fabricated relationship? I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're good enough actors to pull that off, so I tend to believe it. But maybe the setup was, you know, highly encouraged, if you know what I mean. And not to mention, she doesn't look like Kelce's type. If you look up his previous dating history, I don't think so. But whatever, right? Do celebrities get handlers handling them to the point of forcing them into marriages? That's another question. And I think maybe, right? Look at Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. There's something weird going on there. They seem pretty unhappy. And a lot of times you'll hear that these marriages are these leading men who are secretly closeted gay, which I've heard that rumor about Will Smith. And I do believe the celebrities get handled, right? And I think Taylor Swift's no exception. And why not? She's worth $1 zillion. You don't get to the level of Taylor Swift without appeasing people. You just don't. So I was talking about the idea of fabricated showmances, okay? And ironically, I even said, I don't know. I kind of doubt that this is a showmance, but I suggested that there could have been some kind of corporate influence that got these two together, and then maybe they fell in love. Maybe it's all fake. I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know them. But now, today, like I said, I woke up, and on the Daily Mail, which, you know, I've heard that's not a reliable source, but whatever, there's a contract, a photo of a contract that went viral. I think Daily Mail was the first to publish it, and then it went on the socials, Reddit, and all that. And I'm going to read to you verbatim what this supposed alleged contract says. It says, full scope public relations, comprehensive media plan for Travis Kelce's public relations following breakup with Taylor Swift. Hang on, I got to zoom in. I can't read this dang thing. Confidentiality notice. This document is intended for internal use only and contains confidential information regarding the media strategy for Travis Kelce. It should not be shared with any external parties or unauthorized individuals. All details within this document are sensitive and designed to manage the public image of Travis Kelce effectively. Unauthorized distribution or disclosure of this information is strictly prohibited. Now, I want to be clear. I am reading this off of Daily Mail's website. All right. And I am openly telling you this has been debunked by the media PR firm. So we are doing this all in good fun. This is all opinionated fun. And I am helping expose that this contract is totally fake and there's nothing to see here. All right? Objective: to effectively manage and mitigate the fallout from the breakup between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, ensuring Travis Kelce retains a positive public image, minimizes negative media portrayal, and continues to build his personal and professional brand. 1. Key messages. 1. Respect and privacy. See, now this is the, and look, I like I said, like I've said before, if you don't know who I am, I've got a 3-hour show, I'm publishing it here soon, about who I am. I'm not interested in sensationalism to a point. I want to be engaging and entertaining and relevant, so of course I'm going to talk about tabloidy gross stuff. But I do seek the truth. I'm not trying to sell you that I'm right on my theory or that we should doubt everything we see and that the news is always wrong. I'm not that guy. And I will prove that right here. Because when I look at this document, as a person who's written many documents and papers and books, the outline is not, it doesn't make sense, basically. Like, it has the bullets are, they go from one as the main bullet, and then a sub-bullet as one, which should be like A, I would think. And then the sub-bullet of that is a dot. So the formatting's all screwy on this contract. So, but hey, you know what? That doesn't mean it's wrong or fake. That just means whoever wrote this contract isn't really good at bullets. So I don't know. If you ask me personally, I think that adds to the idea that this is fake. But nonetheless, I continue. Section 1-1. Dot. Respect and privacy. Emphasize that the breakup was a mutual decision made with respect for each other's personal lives. Stress the importance of privacy during this period to allow both individuals to focus on their respective personal growth and careers. 2. Professional focus. Highlight Kelce's commitment to his career and his ongoing achievements in the sports industry. Showcase recent milestones, upcoming games, and his involvement in major sporting events. 3. Personal growth. Frame the breakup as a natural part of life and an opportunity for personal evolution. Share how Kelce is focusing on personal development, self-improvement, and resilience. 2. Media strategy. And now it's 2A, so they figured it out by the second set. Okay. Official statement. And on to the second page. This one's a little harder to read. Now it goes from 2A, first dot. I can't read it, so I'm not going to pretend. Announcement date. Release official statement on September 28th, 2024. We cover this here in a minute, but it looks like September 28th, 2024. Release the statement 3 days post-breakup to allow initial media frenzy to settle and ensure clarity. Content. The statement should be gracious, respectful, and stress mutual respect. Example. Travis and Taylor have decided to part ways after careful consideration. They both value and respect each other's personal lives and appreciate your respect for their privacy during this time. They are both committed to their careers and personal growth. They remain friends and wish each other the best. Distribution. Publish the statement on Kelsey's official website and social media channels. Send the statement to major media outlets with a press release to ensure broad coverage. Section B. Select interviews. Secure interviews with reputable sports and lifestyle outlets known for balanced reporting. Target platforms include sports outlets, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, The Athletic, Lifestyle and Entertainment, Vanity Fair, GQ, People Magazine, local news, major local TV stations, and newspapers. Now, all those are all owned by Sinclair Broadcasting, I'm sure. Right? I don't know if you've ever seen the Sinclair Broadcasting thing. John Oliver did a whole special about how this news company owns all the news. Local, Fox, CNN, they own all of it. Look that up. Fact check that. I'm going off of memory, which sometimes doesn't serve me well. Talking points. Focus on Kelsey's recent sports achievements and future goals. Emphasizes respect for Taylor Swift and the mutual decision to part ways. Avoid discussing personal details about the relationship or breakup. Example talking points. Quote, Travis is excited about the upcoming season and is working hard to bring his best to the field. Quote, both Travis and Taylor respect each other and are focusing on their individual paths. Preparation. Conduct mock interviews to prepare Kelsey for potential questions. Provide media training to ensure consistent messaging. C. Social media management. Content strategy. And then that's it. There's only two images that I've seen on this supposed contract, okay? Now I'm going to read you from what Daily Mail said. Quote, the paperwork, which appears to have been created by Los Angeles-based firm Full Scope, reveals a strategy to make their split. It says the date for an announcement is September 28. It also outlines a supposed plan to release an official statement at the end of this month, 3 days post-breakup, to allow the initial media frenzy to settle and ensure clarity. Yeah, and then the rest, they talk about what I just told you, right? Now, is it true? Is the contract true? Now, my opinion, I don't 100% believe anything at all that comes from social media is probably the worst now, because now you've got a bunch of bots and fake people and grifters. I mean, so if I had stock in quote-unquote social media, I would sell it immediately. I mean, it's a dying platform because it's just full of people trying to get you to buy something. And myself included. I'm on there, but I share videos of stuff that what I'm talking about. And, you know, I use social media as a platform to give people a visual to accompany the podcast, because I'll post an episode update and I'll post some images that I discuss on the podcast. All right? But you've got every grifter on the planet on there doing a bunch of dumb fake videos and scripted content. And I mean, it's like nothing's real. Social media is probably the worst of the bunch. Then you got the news, which, like I said before, is basically owned by one company. Fact check that. I think, let me look at it. Let me do it while I'm on here. Because you're like, well, Isaac, I come to you for the fact check. Well, then I'm going to do it for you here. Sinclair Media, Sinclair Broadcast Group. That's what you want to look up, okay? Publicly traded American telecommunications conglomerate controlled by descendants of the company founder Julian Sinclair Smith. Now, the Sinclair is one of those Illuminati bloodlines, by the way. All right? It covers 40%. They own and operate 193 stations, covering 40% of American households. It's the largest owner of stations affiliated with Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, yada, yada, yada. And if you look up, there's a video that went around. I think it was in response to fake news in 2020. there's a video going around where people splice together the scripted comments from every local news channel on the planet, and they verbatim said the same thing because they all get the marching orders from the same masters, right? So I don't believe anything 100% that I see on social media, from the TV box, from the news, Hollywood, entertainment industry especially. That doesn't mean I think that it's all lies and I don't believe any of it and it's none of it's true. I don't like that either. Like, that's black pill, and I don't go black pill. I just always suspend full belief. I always take it with a grain of salt. And then I sort of compare it to what I can research and what I can find, and then I throw in my worldview, which, like I said, I'm going to explain that. I've got a 3-hour show I'm going to publish here soon in September of who I am. Of course, I'm not going to tell you my real name. I need my anonymity. And I give you my perspective on why I think the way I think and my life's experience and what led me here and how much I love CrossFit and all that stuff, right? You know, we're going to laugh. We're going to cry. I break down and cry. If you want to hear me cry like a big baby, there's a moment in the show where I do. So, I mean, that's probably worth listening right there, I think. But like, my currency is honesty with you. I have no interest in persuading you to have my worldview. I don't want that. I don't want you to follow me and listen to everything I say. I want you to use me as one of your many resources of people you can trust to tell you what I think, what my opinion is, and then you can kind of, like, if I'm in here talking, I'm like, oh, Taylor Swift's fake, and she doesn't write her own music, and she's just a Hollywood stooge, and most of you probably like Taylor Swift, and you're probably like, man, I like Taylor Swift. I respect her. I think she's a great musician. That's fine. I actually like her music, so I don't blame you for liking that. I don't want you to be like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to burn all of her stuff. No, I don't want that. I don't want you to stop listening to her just because I don't like her. You know? I'm not interested in that. Now, I actually believe that there is a management company, a PR firm for Travis Kelce to meet a plan. We already know that he is for sure represented by the PR firm Full Scope. Like, that's a fact. Do they have a plan for his breakup with Taylor Swift? Yeah, I guarantee they do. I guarantee they do. Right? I believe that wholeheartedly. Now, is it scripted to the point of they know September 28th is the day they're going to break up or announce it or whatever? I don't think that's so impossible. What if he's having problems with her last month and he goes into his PR firm and is like, dude, I'm going to break up with this chick and it's going to be a bad fallout. We need to prep for that. I would expect that. I think that he would be an idiot if he didn't. When you're that level of celebrity, yes, absolutely. You should have a plan. There's a lot of money behind these two. Like I talked about in part one, and I'll come back to by the end of this show. There's too much money involved here. You know what I mean? So it's insane to think they wouldn't have a plan. The question is it scripted to, is this particular contract and script the plan? Is September 28th the day they were going to break up? Now they got to be like, ah, crap. We got to punt. A little football pun for you guys. We got to punt. I don't know. He's probably trying to break up with her before the holidays because, you know, she needs some lavish gifts. I mean, she's a billionaire, Travis. You better catch the footballs. Anyway, they need a plan because the fallout is going to be immense. And I spoke about this last year, how this is the worst decision he could have ever made. Even if he liked her, even if she thought she was hot, even if he liked her personally and was like, man, I really think I love this chick. If I was him, I'd be like, I'm not doing that. Because her fan base is rabid. You are going to lose in this one. She's going to write some songs about you. Catchy songs. Everyone's going to sing. Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef. Kendrick came up with an anthem about Drake messing with kids that everyone knows and are singing. That's going to be basically you, Kelce. What are you doing? But yeah, Full Scope, it's a real PR firm in LA. They represent Kelce. They also represent Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, which I've heard a lot of conspiracies about him being a bad boy. Tyga, who ironically I met in Las Vegas. I didn't meet him. Let me be fair. I was at the MGM. I was walking through there for some reason, and I seen, this is back before the first, or maybe it was right after the first Young Money album came out. I mean, we're going back like 10 plus years before he was a household name. I knew who he was because I've always liked Tyga. And I seen this dude coming, and he was shorter than me. And you could tell, like, when some dude's got money, like, he's dressed like he had money, and he's with a real bad chick, right? Not as bad as my chick. I was with my wife. She wasn't as bad as my wife, but I noticed the guy, right? And I'm like, who's this dude? And then we got closer. I was like, oh, my God, that's Tyga. I didn't know he was so short because I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'8". He was shorter than me. And I just kind of looked at him, and he kind of looked at me, and that was it. We locked eyes for a second. Now, if that was today, I would have kind of geeked out. Back then, like, I knew who he was. I wasn't a huge fan, but I knew who he was, and I heard his music. Anyways, they represent Kristen Cavallari, Sasha Colby, yada, yada, yada. And the logo for their PR firm is exactly what you see in the letterhead of this contract. So, if it's a forgery, not terrible, barring the bullet points being incorrectly formatted. Now, on Daily Mail, it also said this. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Miss Swift didn't respond when asked if she wanted to comment on the split. Mr. Kelsey is represented at the U.S. firm by Jack Kedosian and Pia Malihi. Mr. Mr. Kedosian has admitted to putting together showmances where celebrities are set up for publicity before. Featuring an Australian podcast for the Mamma Mia's The Quickie in 2019, Mr. Ketsoyan said the fake romances are generally put together if one has a film or something to promote or to distract from unappealing publicity, like a project flop. He said at the time, quote, it's to be able to sell the hype of it, whether a concert, album, or getting people to go see the movie. It's all about the hype at the moment. Tell me that this doesn't fit our story here. Because look, I, you don't need me to tell you that I believe showmances exist. In fact, I talked to a woman, I can't spill the tea too hard. She worked with A-plus celebrities closely and intimately. And she confirmed with me that they lie about absolutely everything. Specifically, how much do I want to tell you guys? I mean, this keeps it anonymous. Specifically, like, how old they are, you know, because they can't look old. They got to be youthful, right? But they lie to their own family. I'll say that much. Hollywood is the land of illusion. Trust me. I've talked to enough people that have worked with these people and stuff. You can't believe anything you see. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not a star effort or I don't want to be a part of Hollywood. I want that slice. I want in. So don't count me out, Hollywood. I'll sell the illusion too. But I'm going to tell my audience secretly on the side, like, hey, this isn't real. The UFO attack isn't imminent. I think that there's staged showmances. I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are staged. I think Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson was staged. I mean, she came out as gay this year. Come on. I think Will Smith and Jada Pinkett is staged. I think J-Lo and anybody is staged. I think Michael Jackson and anybody is staged. I think Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis is sus. And, you know, you see this with sexuality preferences. Lots of people pretend to not be gay. Which I kind of get for, like, back in the day, it was super, you know, I don't know if unacceptable is the right word, but yeah. Back in the day, like, Rock Hudson, Cary Grant, who said he was bi, Neil Patrick Harris, like, back then, you know, you got to keep those things quiet. Ricky Martin, Anthony Perkins from Psycho, which I talk about, I only learned that. He was gay and went through conversion therapy, and then he was like, oh, I'm straight, I'm fixed. And I know that because I'm doing a film analysis for the movie Long Legs, which I should have out this month, too. I can't wait to finish it. I've got a lot to dig into. It's got Twin Peaks parallels, all kinds of stuff going on in this movie. Symbols I saw all over the movie, crazy stuff. But yeah, there's you know, supposedly Hugh Jackman's closeted because it's a real sort of like leading man problem, I guess, that you can't have a gay leading man because of all the stereotypes, which is kind of crazy, but whatever. Now let's shift gears over to Elle.com. It says, Travis Kelce's PR firm, Full Scope Public Relations, has broken its silence to confirm that the Taylor Swift breakup media plan document that surfaced on Reddit and spread on social media platforms is not real. In a statement to Daily Mail, a spokesman for the firm said the papers, which featured Full Scope's logo, are entirely false and fabricated and were not created, issued, or authorized by this agency. We have engaged our legal team to initiate proceedings against the individuals or entities responsible for the unlawful and injurious forgery of documents. So there you go. Fake news, right? From the PR firm that is out there trying to make Travis Kelce look good for the breakup. So let's pretend that, just for fun, that this is a showmance and this contract, whether or not it's real, doesn't really matter. Is it a showmance? Well, if it's a showmance, let's look at an alibi for what would make that true. Why would they do it? For money, fool. You know this. And I alluded to this back in part one in January when I was pointing out back then. I was like, look, Kelce got this huge Pfizer payday. These two are cashing in hard. And it only got worse since then. Much worse. Significantly worse. Proving the point that if this was a showmance, they're cashing it in hardcore. You know, Taylor Swift has a full Eras Tour breaking records. She has a new album that dropped in April called Tortured Poets, which was right after the Super Bowl that... oh, my goodness. And... oh, Kelce's doing just fine. And just yesterday, it was spreading online that her fans believe that Taylor Swift's been dropping little hints and Easter eggs that she's got another album dropping soon. And to make a month after I recorded that first show and said, they're doing this for the money. A month later, Taylor Swift shows up on the Forbes list of billionaires. She became a billionaire. And Kelce... besides, you know, winning sports ball bowls and stuff, he has a podcast called New Heights. Now, I take particular beef with celebrity podcasters. Because it's like, can you guys not have all the attention and money on you? Like, is that possible? It's not possible. You see all these, I mean, it's the same figures and they're like, oh, people like podcasts because it allows independent journalism and new non-corporate sponsored, non-contracted folks to share interesting information that's not regurgitated mainstream media fake news. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to go infiltrate that. And now you've got every celebrity interviewing every other celebrity with all the things they already own everything else. And then they're like, we need podcasting too. We'll take that. Thank you very much. And it's like, dude, the power, you know, as much as I criticize Alex Jones, his whole thing is InfoWars. It's the battle is for your mind, and he's dead on the money with that. That's why they're infiltrating every piece of media known to man. And people are just fine with that for whatever reason. Anyways, Kelce and his brother have a podcast called New Heights. And last week, they signed a deal for $100 million for this podcast that they started 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And they're already cashing in $100 million. I've been working on this podcast for over 10 years. I am nowhere near a $100 million podcast deal. And to be fair, like, I'm not a famous celebrity. I'm not a Super Bowl champ. So, like, I get it. Like, I'm not hating. Like, it's fine. Well, I am hating a little bit. I am a level one division hater. But but my point is, when you're talking about the amount of money these people are behind, hundreds of millions of dollars, $1 billion. Tell me again why they wouldn't be faking this. People fake relationships for free. They do it all the time. I mean, like, more than half of marriages are having affairs and stuff. What wouldn't They do, for millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. I show up to a crappy day job just to have health insurance. That's all. That's the reason I show up. I'm like, I need this health insurance. Do you have any clue how low I would stoop for $100 million? You have no idea. You would have no idea. I would sell out so hard, you guys. You have no idea. But until then, honesty is my currency. So if you see me sign a $100 million, I'm going to tell you right now, if you see me sign a $100 million deal with whoever, you can no longer trust me at that point. I will tell you that right now, openly and clearly. I have been bought and sold. Because that's what I say about all these other people. And I would be the same way. You would know then, like, well, I've got to answer to somebody now. And now I got to watch what I say. And in fact, you'll notice that, you know, being a sort of nobody and having a podcast and having it popular and, like, being allowed to have ads, like, having the ads inserted on the show is great. It pays for the hosting. It cuts me a little extra cheddar every month to pay the bills. Like, I'm going to buy a nice new, I'm going to buy a new desk. You can, if you're on the video version of my podcast, you can see that I'm, every time you watch this, you're probably like, bro, you're missing pieces of the desk. What's going on there? Well, it's because this is an old desk. I've had this for 15, 20 years now. And I'm going to buy a new one. And that's because I get to put ads on the show. And then for a while there, I was doing, you know, I got offered a lot of sponsorship deals where I read the ads. And I've done several of them over the years. I only take on the ones that I like. I have to like it on some level. I'm not going to just try to sell you on some crap I don't like. I have to like it on some level. And it was in the last maybe year that, because of the great people that support the show on Patreon, Apple Premium, and my VIP section, that I decided, you know what? I don't like this. I'm not going to do this as much. I'll do it if I particularly like the product. Like, I'll, like, copy my crypto, James. I love those guys. I watch his videos all the time. I follow his advice. I actually like him, and I believe it. If you want to play the crypto gamble game, you know, that's a great place to do it. So I do his because we have a relationship, and I trust him, and I've talked to him a lot about personal decisions, and the guy knows what he's talking about. At least if you're interested in crypto investments and things like that. But you'll notice, like, I kind of tapered off on other spoken ads, and that's simply because, like, I'm like, I appreciate that people have supported the show, and, like, that's nice because that now takes that off of me, where I'm like, okay, I don't have to, like, get out here and sell you guys on stuff as much, you know. Anyway, I say all that to say this. If you see me sign a $100 million contract, don't trust me. Don't trust me anymore. You can still listen, but know that, like, I've got to answer to somebody now, and, like, they're going to be like, hey, maybe you don't talk about Taylor Swift this week. And I'll be like, okay, we'll talk about the Satan. I don't know. I'm terrible jokes. That doesn't mean that what I will tell you is lies. I would never lie to you. That would never happen. But that does mean that I might skip some certain topics, you know, because that's what happens. You sign $100 million, you're now, someone owns you now. And they're going to tell you, here's what you're going to talk about, and here's what you're not going to talk about. And I know this from personal experience. I won't name names, but I was in a very major situation, and they said, here are the people you are not going to talk about. Now, I didn't get paid for that appearance. But I play ball. If people tell me secrets, I keep secrets. If they would have said, you could never, even on your show, you can't talk about these people, I'd be like, oh, get effed. I'm out of here. But they said, while you're on this appearance here, you will not say these names. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll play ball. Like, I get that. But that's what happens. The higher you go up this thing, the closer to the Hollywood system you get, the more controlled the narrative is. And I get it. I even get it. I even understand. I'm not mad at it. Like, I get it. Like, they got a lot of money behind these figures. Travis Kelce would be an absolute idiot if he didn't have a PR firm who was trying to figure out how he's going to break up with this crazy chick. You know? Anyway. One more thing before I let you go. Did you know Taylor Swift almost had a terrorist attack? Let's talk about that for a second. From CNN. On August 7th, Austrian authorities announced they had foiled a terror attack planned for at least one of the Vienna dates, because she's doing concerts over there, okay? Three teenagers have been detained in connection with the investigation and are suspected of plotting a suicide attack. Investigators found a stockpile of chemicals, explosive devices, detonators, and about $22,000 in counterfeit cash at the home of the main suspect, a 19-year-old ISIS sympathizer who had been radicalized online. The reason for the cancellations filled me with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt because so many people had planned on coming to these shows. But I was also so grateful to the authorities because thanks to them, we were grieving concerts and not lives. Love that. Love that canned, prepared response, Taylor. Good job. Good job to her PR companies. That was actually really nice. The CIA and other U.S. intelligence agencies provided intelligence to Austrian law enforcement that allowed them to disrupt an ISIS-inspired plot to attack a Taylor Swift concert earlier this month, CIA Deputy Director David Cohen confirmed on Wednesday. CNN and others had previously reported the role of U.S. intelligence in disrupting the plot, which Cohen said was quite advanced and threatened to kill tens of thousands of people at this concert, including, I am sure, many Americans. The Austrians were able to make those arrests because the agency and our partners in the intelligence community provided them information about the blah, blah, blah. So, let's zoom out a little bit here. You're telling me that Taylor Swift has CIA, U.S. intelligence agents basically working for her. And that makes sense. She's an American citizen. I mean, she's very famous. She needs protection. I actually think that makes sense. I think that if you are trying to keep the American population safe, you need to watch what's going on with Taylor Swift. She's doing these huge concerts all around the country, even in other countries. And you need to keep her safe. She's an American. She pays a lot of taxes, I bet, too. So good. I'm glad they're doing that. Real quick, though. What about Trump? What happened there? What are we talking about? And look, I'm on team Orange Man is bad. I'm fully on board with that. Doesn't mean he deserves the thing that happened, or maybe didn't even happen. His ear looks fine, which is very strange. But that's a topic for another day. So the reason I tell you that is because, like, I'm not biased. I'm not trying to defend this guy. I don't like the guy. I think he's terrible. He's a compulsive liar. But regardless, he's a president. He's a U.S. president. Shouldn't he have just a little bit more coverage than Taylor Swift? That's insane to me. That's insane. So to wrap it up, and for me to get off my soapbox, because you're probably tired of me by now, in conclusion, Taylor Swift, as always, Illuminate confirm. She's Illuminate confirm. Just like I said in January. Just like I said in January. Now, here's what I need you to do. One, subscribe to the show. If you haven't subscribed to the show, you're missing out on so much. Every week, sometimes twice a week, I'm dropping major heaters on here. I've got hundreds of episodes, 15 million downloads and counting. Get with the winning team already, okay? Don't trust none of these other people. I'm the one you can trust. So subscribe to the show. And while you're subscribing, drop me a nice little 5-star, please. I get 1-star haters out there and they try to wreck my... Because this is what happens. When you start talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, guess what happens? All the fanboys and fangirls are Swifties. Oh, crap. I hate it. I hate that he's telling me the truth. And look, like I said, I'm not telling you to hate Taylor Swift. By all means, enjoy. Enjoy. I expose occult symbolism no matter where it shows up. Because guess where I see it? In all the stuff that I love. I've got tattoos of Twin Peaks and Stanley Kubrick. Guess who's Illuminate confirm all the way? Twin Peaks, Stanley Kubrick. That doesn't mean you can't love it. You're just going to be aware of what's happening. That's all. So I need you to drop a 5-star to combat the 1-star haters. Just do it now while I'm rambling these last couple minutes and I'll let you off the hook for a while, okay? Drop that 5-star, whichever app, I don't care. Whichever app you're on, whatever's easy. And I'm not trying to make you jump through hoops. Subscribe to the show, leave a 5-star review. And then in the show notes, I'm going to put a link to part 1 if you're on the supporter feeds and I can't drop the link, just scroll back to January of 24. I did a whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conspiracy part. It's now part one. I didn't know I was going to do a part two, but here we are. I'll put a link in the show notes as well. And another option, if you like to read, I've got a Substack now, okay? The Substack is, what is it? It's Illuminati Watcher, I think, is my handle. Let me look it up for you while you're dropping that great five-star review. Substack.com/@IlluminatiWatcher. And you can check out my Substack. I've got some exclusive stuff that I don't talk about on the podcast, like a thing about Bill Gates and the Omen, the Antichrist and Bill Gates. And I just recently published a good one on the Whore of Babylon, just like the podcast episode I recently did. But yes, subscribe to my Substack. Link in the show notes as always. Till next time, stay positive.